This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, I'm Nathan from the DBCC, and today I'm here with transformation expert Lewis, who's going to be talking to me today about his top three tips for fat loss. So, Lewis, what is your first tip for fat loss?
First tip is always start your day right with a protein and fat breakfast. If you start your day with cereal or anything like that, like a croissant, then you're not going to use your fat stores for fuel and you won't lose body fat. So that's not cool.
Okay, so what would you have for breakfast normally?
I usually have an egg and bacon and spinach omelette every morning. It's a great way to start the day and delicious. So that's cool.
Okay, awesome. We'll move on to your second tip, Lewis. So what's your second tip for fat loss?
Second tip would be sleep. Always try and get between 7 and 9 hours of sleep every single night. While you're sleeping, you get your hormones all balanced, so your cortisol levels can spike in the morning and be low in the evening, mm-hmm. meaning you're much less likely to store body fat around your stomach, and it helps increase testosterone, which will increase muscle mass, meaning that you're more likely to have a faster metabolism, or you will have a faster metabolism.
You only produce growth hormone when you're asleep as well, and when you train, don't you, sir?
Exactly.
That's super important.
It's just an awesome thing to do, and it's relaxing. I don't like being tired.
What advice could you give to someone if they were struggling to sleep and they might want to sleep better? Is there anything you could do?
I would say try and have your carbohydrates post-workout in the evening, because that's more likely to make you lethargic and make you sleep. I would also recommend magnesium in the evening, which we do actually sell at the centre. It's very efficient in helping you sleep and, again, regulating your cortisol levels. I would also say potentially just don't sit in bed on your iPad or iPhone for hours on end looking on Facebook, because that isn't going to get you rested, mm-hmm. and it's just not productive.
So the bedroom should kind of be a place where you just go to sleep, and it should be completely black. The magnesium that you'd like to be taking would be called magnesium biglycinate, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. And what's your last tip for fat loss, Lewis?
Consistency. You can't just train real hard for a week, eat real well for a week, and then expect to have lost like 5 kilos of weight. That's just not a thing. Mm-hmm. So look at it in the long term. Try and set yourself long-term goals and then kind of divvy it up into short-term goals. So don't say, hey, I want to lose 5 stone and I want that directly, straight away, let's do it, because that's just not a thing that happens. It takes time, but as long as you get into a routine, make it a healthy habit and a healthy lifestyle, as opposed to a quick fix, then you'll lose the weight and it will keep off. So just keep at it and don't give up.
You're a very consistent guy with your training and nutrition. So talk to me a little bit about how you've managed to stay so consistent.
At the start of every week, I write down when I'm going to train. So I have it visually in front of me. I say I'm working at these hours and I'm training on these hours. So I know exactly how long I'm going to be training for. For instance, if I'm doing boxing with a friend, then I know I've already texted them. I know when I'm meeting up with them. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm just far more likely to stick to a plan if it's written down.
So would you say that you schedule your life around your training rather than your training around your life?
As much as I can, yes. Yeah. So whatever works for you lifestyle-wise anyway, just sit down and kind of figure out when you can train and then make it happen. Stick with the plan.
Awesome. So Lewis's top three tips are you want to have a high, healthy fat, natural fats and protein breakfast every day. You want to be consistent with your training and get very, very good quality sleep. And go from there. So thank you very much for your time, Lewis. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Thank you very much.
And if you've been listening to this interview, I hope you found it very beneficial. This is Nathan and Lewis from the DBCC in Milton Keynes. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening. Head over to the DBCC.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.